The young French singer known as Camille loves to play with the sound of her voice. She makes her music by overlaying everything from a sniffle to a growl to an operatic F sharp. As part of our series, Musicians in Their Own Words, she says she finds a natural music in the sound of everyday speech. It's a music that's different in French than in English.
Languages are melodies, and I'd say English is more about vowels. Meow, you know. And French is very, you know, very intimate.
Quand je marche, je marche. Quand je dors, je dors.
In rhythmical songs, when you go very fast with words, you don't have to stay on vowels. Yeah, you just go for it and it.
Tu m'exaspères avec tes ex, avec tes excès de vitesse, ça te vexe. Si je t'expulse, si notre pax devient pex, si je t'exile, te catapulte vers.
I like to sing all these voices I have inside, in characters.
Hey petite fille, tu bois de l'eau et tu es saoul. Là où tu te noies, tu as beau avoir pied, tu coules au port.
Au port is a song I wrote about this little girl in love with a captain. I describe the metamorphosis like she talks to herself and she says, you're just a little girl. You're stuck in a harbor waiting for him. Be a captain yourself and become a woman and kill this little girl.
Tu es déjà grande, alors lève-toi, sors de ta cale. Au port, au port, ton cœur de petite fille est mort.
So I take this little voice that's at the start, little ironical, cheeky little girl's voice, and then at the end, use a more operatic voice. And a friend of mine said, oh, it's funny, at the end you use this operatic voice, like you've transformed into a woman. This song is called Senza because I basically reproduce with my voice a senza, the instrument, a senza pattern. It's an African instrument with little metal pieces, and you just use your fingers and trigger these pieces of metal. I was improvising on top. And then we deconstructed the pattern. As I'm very concerned by different characters, different energies, I wanted something to link all that together and to show that behind all these energies there's always something constant. Bourdon means a continuous note on which you compose. It's been used a lot in religious music, Middle Age music, folklore music. You know, some people would get bored for sure listening to it, but I think what's interesting with that very simple, well, apparently simple sound is that it makes you focus, and what's going on really is more what's going on in your mind, I think.
Lève-toi, c'est décidé, laisse-moi te remplacer, je vais prendre ta douleur. Doucement, sans faire de bruit, comme on réveille la pluie, je vais prendre ta douleur.
Ta douleur is a song about taking someone's pain. It's kind of a gospel, but it's in French and it's very minimal. It's my way of singing gospel. In the rhythmical loop, I am saying, well, your body, it brings you pain, but it also farts and does silly noises. Spirituality is physical. I think it's completely linked. You cannot, elevate without something physical going on. Gospel has understood that. You cannot feel pleasure and joy. You cannot celebrate without being physically involved.
the singer Camille, who says she doesn't mind if American listeners call her Camille. We heard from her as part of the series Musicians in Their Own Words. Her new album is called Le Fil, which means the thread. For more of her music, you can go to npr.org.